USA Radio News with Wendy King.
40 million Americans are in the path of severe thunderstorms that could also spawn dangerous twisters. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says parts of Texas are being hammered by tornadoes, 60-mile-per-hour winds, and huge hailstones.
A tornado watch, which means conditions are favorable for tornadoes to form from eastern Texas into western Louisiana, but I don't think this is it. We're going to continue this threat. We're going to expand it further east, and we're going to continue it into the late evening hours. So we're just at the beginning here with those couple of tornadoes confirmed in Texas.
The storm is moving further east and into the Ohio Valley. Despite tweets by President Trump, the Department of Homeland Security says it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities, not yet. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un could meet again. The president seems to be baiting the dictator after Kim offered the idea of a third summit as long as an agreement could be reached by the end of the year. In a tweet, the president reminded everyone that total denuclearization is the goal. He said, "I agree with Kim Jong-un of North Korea that our personal relationship remains very good. Perhaps the term excellent would be even more accurate, and that a third summit would be good in that we fully understand where we each stand. North Korea has tremendous potential for extraordinary growth, economic success, and riches under the leadership of Chairman Kim. I look forward to the day when nuclear weapons and sanctions can be removed." A source has now been identified in a multi-state E. coli outbreak. It appears ground beef is the source of the outbreak. 17 people have been admitted to the hospital. So far, no deaths have been reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Disney finally details its new streaming service, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Disney announced the new streaming service called Disney Plus last year, but it was short on details. That changed on Thursday. That's when executives finally unveiled the details, including a launch date and pricing. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th in the U.S. for $7 a month. Or $70 a year if you can get an annual subscription. In its first year, Disney Plus will offer 10 original films and 25 original series, including 3 Avengers spin-offs. Disney announcing all 30 seasons of The Simpsons will be available from day one, along with nearly all the Star Wars movies, the entire Pixar library, and family-focused movies and shows from its Fox library, like Sound of Music and Malcolm in the Middle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says officials are diligently considering a request for President Trump's tax returns, but may not conclude a legal review before a Democratic lawmaker's deadline on April 23rd. Mnuchin says he doesn't want the IRS weaponized by politicians. Democrats have seized on the issue of Mr. Trump's undisclosed taxes, citing a law that allows Congress to review anyone's tax returns to conduct an investigation. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.